the Gemara what the case is, right? The Gemara asks now, hi, on which case of the last part of the Mishnah going that we say we take away the Shvuah from the Leiva and we give it to the Malva? Ilai Maras Sefer on the Sefer for the Gemara, but typically the Shvuah Gabi Malva. And the Sefer anyway, the Leiva is the one that's saying the Mashkin was twice as much as the loan. So the Leiva is saying to the Malva, you owe me a shekel. And the Malva is the one that's admitting to half, I only owe you a dinner. So anyway, the Malva is the one that's a Moedib Miksas. So anyway, the Malva has to swear. So why does Mishnah have to tell me that we take away the Shur from the Leiva and we put it to the Malva? Anyway, he is the one to swear. So Mashmul Areshit, going back to the first case, where the Malva is asking for the Shekel and the Leiva admits to a dinner. So really the Leiva has to swear. And that's the Chiddush, we take away the Shur from the Leiva and we put it onto the Malva. Now, my Resha, which part of the Resha? It has to be Sefer the Resha. Because at the beginning of the Resha, it says he's Potter, it's a Kofra Kail. It must mean the Sefer the Resha. What was the case? The Malva says, listen, I lent you a seller, the Shekel or Yeshava. This Mashkin that I lost was only worth one Shekel. Therefore, you still owe me a Shekel. And the Leiva answers back, true, I admit I took a seller from you, but that mashkin was worth three dinarin. In other words, I only owe you one dinar. So in such a case, in this case, the Leiva is a Moedib Miksas. That really, the Shvua Gabe Leivahi. The Shvua is by the Leiva. He's admitting to half of the tain of the Malva. The Malva says, you owe me a shekel, and the Leiva says, I admit I owe you a dinar, not two dinarin. So really the Leiva should have to swear. But in this case the Mishnah is saying Vishaklu Rabbana Mileva, the Rabbana took away the swearing from the Leiva, we do not let him swear that the Mashkin was only worth three dinrin, and rather Vishadju Amalva, we make the Malva swear that the Mashkin was only worth two dinrin, one shekel, that he'll be able to collect. And the reason is why that the Mishnah says, because if we're going to let the Leiva swear, we're afraid maybe right away the Malva will take out the Mashkin. And we'll see clearly like we're causing a Shvua Sheker. Therefore, we try and stop this and make the Malva swear. Let's see. Now Gemara says, Vahashta, we should know now though. Vahashta, the Yom Rabashi. Now Rabashi himself was Mechadish in Shvua. The Kaimlon that we hold. The Rashi says there's a new type of a shvua. That any time if you tiny you lost something, if a shayma says he lost something, here you're a shayma hamashkin. The malva is a shayma on the mashkin. He says, you know what? I lost it. So there's such a lacha, you have to swear if you really lost it or not. You have to first swear shayna b'shusay. See if there is such a takana to make such a shvua, now we do not need the new takana of the Mishnah. So in such a case, we'll tell the Malva first to swear he does not have the Mashkin. And if he swears that, now we're not afraid he's going to bring it out. So now after he swears he does not have the Mashkin, now we let the Leiva swear his shvua, Moedib Miksas Midiraisa, how much was the Mashkin really worth? So if so, Hochikomer, according to Rabasi, what's Pshat Mishnah? How does he learn Pshat Mishnah? So the Mishnah means like this, Mi Nishpatchila. The Mishnah is saying, who has to swear first? In other words, there's a shvua from the Malva that he does not have the Mashkin. The Leiva has to swear how much it was worth. Who swears first? Mi Shapikodin Etzloi. We make sure the Malva swears first that he does not, that he lost the Pikodin, the Mashkin. Because otherwise, Shem Yishav, as they were afraid, maybe the Leiva will swear first that it was only worth three dinrin, and then v'yoytzi haloi es ha-pikodin. Then the wise guy, the Malva, will take out the pikodin and show, listen, you swore false, I'll show you it's worth a shekel. So it's worth a seller. So that's what the Mishnah means. Just who swears first? Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Hai man di usve alfe zuzin l'chavri. If Reuven lends $1,000 to his friend, o mashkin lay kito de magla, and he takes back a security, takes back a mashkin on it, what does it take back? Something worth a dollar. Takes back the handle of a knife. Kito de magla, the handle of a knife. So the kid, he took a mashkin for the $1,000 that he left. So Shmuel says, Ovat kito de magla, let's say the Malva loses the small mashkin, if he loses the handle of the knife, Ovat alfa zuza, he loses his right to collect $1,000. Because when I give you a mashkin, it's considered all the money is in the mashkin. Like that's the condition of the halvor. I'm lending you $1,000, and you want back a mashkin, so the leiva's condition is, true, you can have the mashkin. But like, since you're accepting this mashkin for the $1,000, it's like v'didi shavli. Like you're saying to yourself, this is worth keneged $1,000. So if you lose the kita, you lost your money. Chiddush. Avo but tarti kisoi. Let's say the malva took two handles of the knife, not one but two. So lay, here we do not say like each one is 50%. And if the malva loses one handle, he automatically loses 500. That we do not say. It's still like one mashkin. He only loses if he loses both. But if he only loses one, that's nothing. It's still called the after mashkin. And all we deduct is the $1, how much that was worth. For Rav Nachman Amano, afilo tarti kisoi, even the case where the malva took two handles from the loiva, we say each one is connected half of the loan. Therefore, ovat choda, ovat chomesh meya. If you lose one handle, you lost half of the loan. Ovat idach, ovat kulei. Avo but kita v'nascha, if you take a piece of metal with a handle, loy. Then we do not say it's half and half, but that since they're two separate things, it's sure one big mashkin. Now, do yamino, please ask my sister, what was the condition the malva made up? Now, do yamri, that afilu kita v'nascha, even if the mashkin was a kita v'nascha, still, ovat naskav, you lose the piece of metal. Ovat palga, you lose half of the loan. Ovat kito, if you lose the handle of the knife. Ovat kulot, you lost both of them, now you lose the whole loan. Because any time the malva takes two mashkins, what he means is, one mashkin is for half, the other for the other half. So that's the machlokes. So now we're looking at our Mishnah, selel v'sicholov, v'shekel yeshava. That the malva says the mashkin was only worth a shekel, therefore you still owe me a shekel. So why? According to Shmuel, why does the Leiva have to swear the Malva himself like lost the mashkin? So let the Leiva say, listen, you accepted upon yourself that mashkin that was only worth a shekel for the seller, for the loan. So now that you lost the mashkin, you should lose out the whole loan. I should not have to pay you a penny. There should be no shvua. So go to Kasha and Shmuel. The Mishnah says clearly, even though the Malva lost his mashkin, still he has to pay the rest of the loan. So Mar says, Mas Nisin with a Pirish. Shmuel would like Pirish. The Mishnah somebody made a Pirish clearly that I'm taking the mashkin, nothing to do with the loan. I'm taking a mashkin that if it's only worth half the loan, I only mean to take the value of the mashkin. That means if I lose the mashkin, I only lose one shekel's worth, that's all. I'm lending you a seller, two shkolim, and I'm taking back from you a mashkin worth a shekel. But I'm speaking out clearly that even if I lose this mashkin, it's only I lost the value of the mashkin. That's all. But you still owe me a seller. You still owe me a shekel. Shmuz alachris budlai pirish. We do not speak out anything. Since you do not speak out anything, there we say, when you take a mashkin, you automatically mean to say, this is the whole loan. And therefore, if you lose the mashkin, it's called over our mashkin. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah. We'll start off again a little bit. We're holding daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the middle of the Gemara. Again, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this: Hai man di usfei alefe zuzi lechavrei. If somebody lends $1,000 to his friend, or mashkin lei kita de maglo, and he takes back a mashkin as security, he takes back the handle of a knife, even though it's only worth a few dollars. Still, ovat kita de maglo, ovat alfa zuzi. If the malva loses the mashkin, if he loses this handle of the knife, it's considered like he loses his right to collect the money. And Rashi says, Shmuel Svariz, who saw the kibble, he accepted this to be like the proyan. He accepted the mashkin to be a proyan. So therefore, if you lose it, you lose all your money. Avo, what's going to be tati kisoi? Let's say you take two mashkins, you take two handles of the knives for mashkin, loy. Then Shmuel holds you, do not say the svar, if you lose one, you like lose 50% of your chayv, and you lose the second one, you lose the whole chayv. It's sitting like one big mashkin. As long as any part of it is around, you do not lose more than the value of what you lost. For Rav Nachman says no, afilo tarte kisoi, even by two different handles,
we said the same svara that you accepted upon yourself this mashkin that oved chodo oved chomish meya. If you lose one handle, you lose $500 of your chayiv. If the malva loses it, and oved idach, when you lose your second handle, oved kula, you lose all your chayiv. Avol kita v'naschaloi. But in the case we accepted a kita, you accepted a handle of a knife for the mashkin, and also naska, a piece of silver, then I did not say the svara that by losing the naska you lose 50% of your chayiv. Rashi explains, because since naska has value to it, it's like silver, you accepted that the terrorist deployed, meaning the value of it. So even if it gets lost, at most all you deduct is just the value of it, but not more. Like Rashi says, we don't say the naskh was for half of the value. Since it's something that's worth a proyin, you for sure only accepted it. That should be the value of the naskh. Only the kita, the other one, that's considered the mashkin. That's considered, if you lose that one, then you lose your whole chayif.
Nadoy says no. Afilo kito v'nascha, ovat nascha, ovat palga, ovat kito, ovat kulei. Nadoy says no. Since you accepted two things for the mashkin, it's considered like 50-50. You accepted half for the mashkin, half for the chayiv, and the other half, even though it's a nascha, a piece of silver, still you took it as a mashkin. Therefore, if you lose that, you lose the second half of the chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Gemara has a question from the Mishnah. Tanam, we're learning our Mishnah. Sell the whole vesicha olav. I lent you a seller. That's how much the loan was. V'shekel ha'yishoven. The Malva says the mashkin I took was only worth half that amount. It was only worth a shekel. So it comes out that you still owe me a shekel. V'alo yoyimah, the labor answers back. Like he was sell the whole vesicha olav. Ushla shedinrin ha'yishoven. I admit that the mashkin was only worth 3 dinrin. Therefore, I only owe you 1 dinner. The Mishnah says, Chayiv, is Chayiv a shul might have mixed up, and I'll have to pay the money. The question is why? Lay Malay, Hokevapiyo. Let's say, according to Shmuel, you accepted the Chayiv. Listen, I gave you a mashkin, even though the mashkin is only worth a shekel, half of the Chayiv, but Sabav a kibbel. Shmuel's svar is, whenever you accept the mashkin, you accept it. So Marin says, Masnisim with the Tirish, Shmuel with the Tirish. The Mishnah is talking about where you spoke out, you're Mefarish, and Shmuel is talking about B'dalai Tirish. But the Machlokes Rashi and tells how to learn. Rashi learns B'dalai Tirish, Eini Mekabloi Olai Elavi Achrayis Doma B'Shavya. The Mishnah is talking about where you speak out clearly, I'm taking this mashkin, not because the whole chayiv is in the mashkin, but just for the amount, how much it's worth. If it's worth a shekel, and I lose it, I'll deduct a shekel from the loan, but not more. Shmuel is talking about Stam. Tosis learns the opposite. Tosis learns the bottom. Tosis, the thing of the Pirish, Ki koma Shmuel rach goras itcha. The chayna Rabbeinu Tam. Omuki di Shmuel b'de Pirish. Di ein svara la hafsid la malva kol chayv la gamri hechad le Pirish. Rabbeinu Tam makes more sense. He says, what kind of svara is Shmuel? Why should a person accept a mashkin worth $10, and if he loses it, he lost the whole $1,000? Doesn't make any sense. So then the Tam learned Shmuel is b'nefirish. The person spoke out and said, listen, I'm taking your mashkin, but to me, the achrayus of the whole mashkin, the achrayus of the whole chayv is in the mashkin. So that's Shmuel halacha. It's not like it's the opposite. So then the Tam, Shmuel b'nefirish. He spoke out clearly, who then is cheetah.
Would that be a form of rebbish?
All right, so that's the answer. That Shmuel is b'de Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam learns, and our Mishnah is b'de Pirish. So Mura says, Lema, let's say, Kitanoi, Shmuel's halacha, if you take a mashkin and you lose it, you lose the whole loan, the whole chayiv, it's a machlokes tanoim. We learned halacha, Hamal ves chaver ala mashkin. If you lend money to your friend and you take back a mashkin security, the yovet hamashkin, and then you, the malva, loses the mashkin. So it says clearly, Yishova v'yitales moisav divrei Rabbi Elazar. So clearly, not like Shmuel. It says the Malva still swears, like Mestama, how much the mashkin was worth. It was only worth $10, and the chayv was $100. So he swears and collects his $90, even though he lost the mashkin. So what? He only lost that amount, and the rest he collects. Reb Kiva Roimer, Yochelu Shiyay Maloi. The Leiva has the right to say back to the Malva,
klum hilvisini elo ala mashkin. I only lent you the money because I only took it because I gave you back a mashkin. So in the mashkin that you're holding is the whole loan. Therefore, ovad ha mashkin, ovad moisechom. If you lost my mashkin, it's considered you lost the whole loan. That's it. You can't collect anymore. So for this is like Shmuel. So it comes out from Achleikas from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva in Shmuel. So Mora says, and the Mishnah Vayis says, continues, Avo, but in the case, Avo, Hamal ve'elev zuz bishtar. If I lent you $1,000, and I take back a shtar, we write up a shtar, so the Malva has a shtar. V'niach mashkin biyodoi, and still the loiva leaves the mashkin by the Malva, so the Malva has two things now. He has a shtar and a mashkin. Divrei Akohi, everybody agrees. Ovad hamashkin, ovad moisef. If he loses the mashkin, he loses his money. Because here, why did he take the mashkin for? He has a shtar. But he can't just tell me it's for zichron dvarim yalmo. It's just to remember that there is a loan. Because you have a shtar. Here, by taking the mashkin, it's like you're accepting the chayv is in the mashkin.
Yeah.
I doubt that you accepted the mashkin for the whole chayv. If you just took the mashkin for the value of it, what do you gain? This is worth $5. The loan was $100. You're still going to have to go and collect the money. For what purpose did you take the mashkin? To save yourself collecting, the $5 is not called collecting. So it must be that you're saying you wanted to collect it means that you're accepting that the whole chayv is in the mashkin.
Suppose it was right
far. The Gemara says, hey, what's the case talking about? What's this machlokes over here? E dishav yishir zuzi, if the mashkin is worth the amount of the loan, I lent you $100, and I took back the loan worth, I took back